It's Friday, December 17th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. MSP's response to supply chain attacks, plus CMMC moves forward, and the Commerce Secretary talks rural broadband. This is the business of tech. It seems MSPs are moving on security. According to a recent Kaspersky survey, 28% of managed services providers reported that a massive supply chain attack on an MSP software provider revealed in December 2020 had affected their organization in some way. The breach also had a wider impact on the majority of MSPs. Overall, 72% of providers took action in response to the attack, even though they were not affected. That's in survey data released by Zawiya. A letter from the Deputy National Security Advisor and the National Cyber Director was issued from the White House, urging the private sector to boost cyber defenses for the holidays. Quote, "Historically, we have seen breaches around national holidays because criminals know that security operations centers are often short-staffed, delaying the discovery of intrusions," they wrote. A recent breach disclosure of an Oregon healthcare organization appears to have accidentally revealed that the FBI believes the Hello Kitty ransomware group operates out of Ukraine. This is new information not previously released. And in Log4j news, CISA said they had not confirmed reports by multiple security companies of ransomware installations or attempts by other governments to steal secrets. Quote, "We are not seeing widespread, highly sophisticated intrusion campaigns," Eric Goldstein, Executive Assistant Director for Cybersecurity at CISA, said in a call with reporters. On the same day, Microsoft's threat intelligence team indicated that hackers associated with the governments of China, Iran, North Korea, and Turkey have been trying to find ways to leverage the Apache Log4j vulnerability. The first public case of the vulnerability being used to download and install ransomware has been discovered by researchers. Bitdefender reported they found it directly. Finally, some details of cybersecurity that made it into the approved National Defense Authorization Act. It greenlights CISA's Cyber Sentry program, focusing on critical infrastructure, and also requires DoD to submit a report on how its Cybersecurity Maturity Model Certification, or CMMC, program impacts small businesses. Why do we care? So I'm reserving judgment on CMMC. I've heard strong voices saying it's critically important for smaller providers, and others I trust saying it isn't. And that's version 2.0 is too neutered to matter. Hearing from the DoD itself on what they think the impact will be seems savvy to me. All my talk about the changes that broadband access in the U.S. will bring? The Commerce Secretary held a roundtable Wednesday where this was exactly discussed. Quoting generously from Axios, Gina Romanato led the discussion with leaders and female business owners to discuss broadband access and economic empowerment. She highlighted the J.P. Morgan Chase Institute study that found that women are more likely to use platforms like Airbnb, Etsy, or eBay rather than transportation platforms like Uber or DoorDash. Airbnb co-founder and chief strategy officer Nathan Blexarlik said women make up 60% of the hosts for the home rental company and described Wi-Fi as a critical amenity. "Having connectivity in these rural areas empowers hosts to participate," he said. eBay's CEO Jamie Ananone said that rural businesses are outpacing urban business in three quarters of states. Why do we care? And everything described, providers would power. There's a space even in those micro-businesses, but more importantly, it's my experience that the press simply isn't digging into the services businesses that spring up, and instead focusing on those consumer ones. Thus, the same surge seen around Etsy or eBay sellers can be seen in small business growth, and why we care about broadband investment. Did you know Cisco helps manage services providers directly? Know about the Cisco Partner Program? Focus on helping partners combine managed services expertise and service creation with innovative Cisco technology and proven go-to-market resources. There's a program option for you. With provider pricing, MDF, and marketing resources, coupled with Cisco's leading technologies, including Meraki, Duo, and Umbrella, learn more with the link right in the show notes. Thanks for listening. There'll be a weekend bonus episode, an interview with Jennifer Brown about her new book. And I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.